For daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves. Joe Mullen at Ars Technica reports that in 2013, U.S. District Judge Richard Leon ruled against the National Security Agency's bulk collection of phone records, but did not shut it down until an appeals court could weigh in. Well, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last week reversed Clayman versus Obama, with one of the three judges, David Sentell, saying it ought to be dismissed. Quote, Judges Stephen Williams and Janice Rogers Brown declined to discuss the legality of the NSA's program and instead maintained that its opponents had not met the proper threshold for forcing a preliminary injunction, as the lower court had ordered a year and a half ago, unquote. Julian Haddam wrote in The Hill, the new USA Freedom Act passed in June, weakening and strengthening different parts of the Patriot Act and allowing a 180-day window for continuing bulk warrantless surveillance. Mostly, though, the judges sidestepped the issue of Americans being spied upon by their own government and instead argued that the plaintiff in this particular case does not have standing to challenge the law. Quote, plaintiffs are Verizon Wireless subscribers and not Verizon Business Network Services subscribers, unquote. Brown wrote in her opinion, quote, thus the facts marshaled by plaintiffs do not fully establish that their own metadata was ever collected, unquote. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
That was your daily radio news update from Waveform Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates, and this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Waveform Radio and WGXC.